Okay, how's everybody doing today? I've been thinking about this for a while now, and I listened to all the Twitters and all the forum stuff, and then, you know, streaming and whatnot, and then looking at what the devs are talking about. And I've come to the conclusion that PvP in SWTOR is basically bringing the game down for a lot of reasons, for many, many reasons. The PvP's is basically the Achilles heel and the weakness of the game, and will ultimately, I think, bring the apocalypse. And the main reason is the devs have absolutely no idea how to balance classes. It reminds me a lot when I was a kid. I tried to cut my own hair. You guys ever try to cut your own hair when you're a kid? I tried to cut my own hair, and I started cutting from left to right like you're supposed to, like a normal person does. And I started realizing that one side, I believe it was my right side, was a little longer than the left side. So then I started cutting the right side a little bit. Then I realized the left side became longer than the right side. So then I started cutting. And next thing you know, it was all jacked up. And the best thing to do was to shave my head and start over again. And that's what the devs are doing. The devs are essentially right now, over the life of the game, and then for some reason, really hard at towards the end of 2.0 era and at the beginning of 3.0, are really, really trying really hard to cut their hair. And what they're doing with the classes is they're making one side shorter than the other, and then they're having to go back and make the other side equal, and then that side becomes shorter because the other side keeps growing. And then you can't stop. And at some point, they're going to look and say, holy crap, our head is shaved. Like, you got to stop with this balancing madness. It's crazy. And the whole reason that it's happening, the whole reason why Flavor of the Months exist, the whole reason that these balances are kind of nonstop, and they're coming back now after 3.0. So after 3.0, right, they didn't get to everybody the way they wanted to. They didn't get to all the classes the way they wanted to. So they're kind of circling back now, and development-wise, that's fine. And they're making all these tweaks, and then, you know, they're putting it on PTS, and people are freaking out. And the reason why all of this is happening, the bulk of the reason why all of this is happening, I believe, is because of PvP. Because the PvP exists in the game, and because developers, they refuse to separate the class specs and this discipline path they created for some reason, because they refuse to separate the environments of PvE and PvP, all the PvP playing, all the PvP complaining, be it some legit, all the OP classes, classes of the month, specs of the month, all that stuff that's happening, it's happening almost entirely because of PvP. It's the reason why hybrids disappeared, right? They got rid of hybrids. This kind of fake class system that they created, or the leveling, whatever you want to call it, this tree, I guess, the skill tree, the discipline path that was supposed to make everything easier and supposed to be better. And it's quite literally no different, except that you can't do hybrids anymore, and you get some abilities earlier in your leveling. That's it. It fixed two problems that were kind of non-existent. And almost like I said, it all goes back to PvP. So the hybrid is gone because of PvP. Though you could make the argument that like some of the hybrid classes were kind of legit in PvE, like the Sin hybrid tank was awesome in Brontes and was really, really good in Bestia Nightmare. Like, really good. So you can make those arguments, but there's far more prevalent. The class problems, the spec problems, the ability problems, the OP this and OP that, always tied to, since the beginning, I think, always tied to the PvP part of the game. And I don't know what the fix is outside of just either separating it, if you want to go PvP, go to PvP, pick a pre-save spec, utilities, all that stuff that they can get do, and then go into the PvP world. And have it absolutely have nothing to do with PvE. Like, not at all. That whatever an ability is in PvP, it doesn't do that. If they want to make it different, then make it different only in PvP. And then go back to PvE like the rest of us, and we'll go do our thing. Like, the insane imbalance, the insane kind of numbers that you're seeing in PvP are all because of what the devs are trying to do with the classes. And then here's the really crazy part. The crazy part is it doesn't fix anything. It oftentimes makes things worse. They did actually nerf healing classes. They did. The specs themselves, from numbers to numbers. So, like, if you look at my Merc spec right now, and if you go look in the heals, like, abilities, where it tells you what the abilities are, you know, the tooltips or whatever they're called, the numbers are smaller this time around than they were in PvE. So, if an ability transferred over and then if an ability survived the 3.0 changes, the numbers that it does, the buffs that it provides are smaller pretty much across the board. Than they were before. That they're smaller now than they were before, and that's true of all the healing classes. I saved the specs. I went through and wrote down all the specs for the healing classes for the pre-3.0 ones, and then compared them to the 3.0 ones. And pretty much, except for the couple things with the Sork, the numbers were smaller across the board. So the specs actually were technically nerfed. The problem is that they made the classes super mobile. So like Sorcs and Mercs are now doing massive numbers in PvP. Massive numbers. The changes to the interrupts. So if I can get some derpy DPS guy who thinks he's going to kill me, like a derpy Mara or whatever, there's the Sentinel or a Shadow or something. And there's just been this one operative who thinks he's going to kill me. It's insane. But if I can get them to interrupt the wrong thing, then I can go nuts for a while because the interrupt's not going to come back up for a little bit. The cleanses thing is fine. Oh, I can't cleanse something. Who cares? I'll just heal. I'll just pad my numbers. Like, if you look at the PvP numbers, the DPS numbers are insane. The healing numbers are far, far greater than they were before. Like, it's crazy. I've seen many games where, like, multiple healers being over 1.5 million. In some cases, you'll have a couple healers over 2 million. That does not indicate a nerf. That does not indicate any class balances. It doesn't indicate that they balance healers to fit a little more with the DPS. It doesn't do anything that people thought should have happened. Like, people thought that healers should be able to be focused down 1 or 2v1, right? That, like, if you put a couple DPS on a healer, that healer should die. And that's just not the case if the healer knows what he or she is doing. It's just not. I have video of, like, three people trying to kill me, and they can't kill me because I'm on my operative. And if I cycle through my cooldowns the right way, and I get them to interrupt something, I can just heal through all their silliness. But how does that matter to PvE? All the class changes. They're going to do merc stuff, I think. I have a head cold, so I apologize. I actually had a sinus infection a couple days ago. They're going to do changes to Chaffler, if I understood it right. You can spec in the Chaffler, I think, to Arsenal. And it's going to make the Chaffler defensive cooldown pretty legit. That's going to make that class awesome-er. And for PvE, it's going to be great. It's going to be great for PvE. For, like, Underlurker, for Bulo, I think, for the Revenite commanders at the end of that fight, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait for that to be a thing. For PvP, it's going to continue to break the environment. They just can't do anything. It's beyond fixable now. I don't know what they can do. I don't know what has to happen. But they've tweaked classes so much. They've tweaked specs so much. And the flavor of the month is so strong in the game right now that it seems like they're kind of overreacting at this point. It seems like they're just trying anything to tune it back down. It's just, they can't. You just can't. There's the reason why I leveled all three of my healers, all three healing classes. The reason why I have all three healing classes ready to go right now for current Nightmare stuff and have actually rated all, you know, hard mode stuff or a lot of the hard mode stuff with all three of the classes is because 2 months from now, they might decide to do something out of their mind with the healers classes because of PvP. And I'm going to have to dump mercs, say. Say they do something crazy with the merc class and they totally do this nutty stuff with the class because of PvP. I'll just dump that class and go to back to operative or do another Sork or something. They might do something with force management and for PvP where force management's too easy for healers because it really is too easy for healers. They may decide to completely change that because PvP guys are complaining or because the devs notice that in PvP, Sorks never run out of force. Though they're going to nerf force again. They're going to nerf force management again. Cool. I'll just dump that for a little bit and pick up a merc. Like, the flavor of the month kind of rolling right now, the flavor of the month, I guess, effect in the game is so strong that it's become part of the game. That after every patch, after every significant patch now, people are asking themselves, okay, what am I going to use now? Because this is done. So when they nerf, they're going to nerf Sorks, I guess, single target damage. Which by itself is insane because Sorks AoE damage is the problem. So they're going to nerf Sorks single target damage. So I have friends who play Sorks in both PvE and PvP who are just like, okay, I'll just go to my merc. And then when they deal with the mercs, okay, I'll go to my sniper. This is what people are doing. Maras are essentially dead. I'm in 5 raid groups. Only one of them consistently runs a Mara. That wasn't the case years ago. Years ago, it would be like 2 Maras, and they were like chaining Bloodlust or Bloodthirst, whatever it's called. Now you'll get maybe one. You remember during TFB Nightmare stuff when the council, Dread Council, was kind of nutty? You would see 2 or 3 snipers just chaining shields and doing single target, just wrecking single target stuff. You'd see very little Sorks. Power techs are always making a comeback. It's just how it all goes. The devs have created an environment where Flavor of the Month class is so strong, and the way it leaks on to PvE is really frustrating. And it's all entirely because PvP exists as a direct one-to-one tie-in to PvE. PvP is horrible in the game right now, and not because of the play, not because people complain that people don't know how to play or because people are doing nodes or because they're rage quitting. All the stuff you hear people complain about for actual PvP play, that isn't the reason why PvP is horrible. That's just normal gameplay. That's just how it goes. Every PvP environment I've ever played in, be it MMO or console, there are always bad players. I mean, myself included. There are always people who rage quit. There are always people who hassle you. It's not new and it's not unique to SWTOR. The one thing that why I think PvP is horrible in SWTOR is because of the way the classes are balanced. Makes very little sense over the longevity of the game. It just makes no sense. They randomly change stuff. They tweak stuff. It's like they're running an experiment on us just to see what they can do and to try stuff out. And they're not terribly sure what the actual impact is going to be. Or they oftentimes seem confused about what the impact is. Like, they never saw operatives being completely abandoned, operative healers being abandoned. Like, that seemed to take them by surprise. They seemed to think nobody saw that merc healers were going to be pretty strong and be the favor of the month. They seem generally surprised sometimes by how their class balances and class changes affect us and the decisions we make as a result of their changes. And all of that could be fixed if they would just create two separate, entirely separate worlds within the game. If I could go PvP and do something totally different, pick my skills, pick my abilities, and have that be only unique to PvP, and then if I come back to PvE, I get a prompt that says, okay, you got to go back to PvE spec. That'd be simple. Good. If they could make it to where I can't queue for PvP while I'm in a PvE spec, perfect. Thank you. I'll go do my PvP specific stuff. And what they have right now is kind of a silly hybrid where some utilities are PvP. But that's not the case for all of them. You'll see a lot of them that are just, you know, whatever you want to do, and they work across the board, like the AoE reduction damage. They should just go all in and make different environments, different classes, different queues where you have to have a PvP spec built in before you can go in. Forget gear. I don't care about gear. Let other people worry about PvE, PvP gear. Just environment queuing. If you can make it to where a PvP queue, a PvP spec, is completely separate from a PvE spec, that would fix a lot of the problems in terms of game structure, game design, PvE versus PvP stuff. That would entirely erase the random changes they do to the classes because of PvP affecting how we raid and how the PvE things go. It would also randomly erase the buffs and the nerfs that they do to PvP bleeding on to PvE being buffed or nerfed as a result. I don't understand why the two are tied so closely together when they are completely different environments, completely different experiences. And the reason that I feel like PvP is going to eventually just tear down the game and send us all running to the hills is because the devs can't seem to or just don't want to separate the two. So until they do that, we're going to continue to have flavors of the month. We're going to continue to have abandoned classes for a period of time, abandoned specs for a period of time. You're going to continue to have raid teams not bringing a certain class or a certain spec, regardless of the player, because of the nerfs and changes that are made straight from PvP. So that's it. I don't rant. I don't rave. I don't generally talk negative because I find all that to be just a waste of time. So this is probably my one sort of rant for a really, really long time. Fix how you develop PvP. Fix how it impacts the PvE environment. Or expect the raging to continue. See ya.